Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Patrick Conley, glad to be with you again, along with Cami Berthume, our producer, Paul Sadek, our technical producer, coming to you through the Relevant Radio 1330 AM studios in Golden Valley and wishing you the merriest of Christmases. There's so much beauty surrounding us here at Christmas time, from the decorations to the music. There's just something for everyone. Well, today we're featuring Christmas music on today's episode, and joining us now is another local artist, Luke Spihar, local musician and recording artist. Luke, welcome back to the program.
So good to be with you guys again. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, it's a joyful time of year. Now, I've just heard that you had a recent Advent and Christmas concert series with Open Window Theater just last Sunday, I believe, and have been doing them now, these types of concerts, for about 7 years. What inspired you to start doing Advent and Christmas concerts, Luke?
Well, the short answer is my wife. My wife is a Christmas... She's a Christmas fiend. She just loves the Christmas season and Advent season. And a few years ago, this was our 7th annual Christmas concert. Thanks be to God. It's amazing that it's been able to go for that long. And the idea kind of just came out of coming to this end of the year and wanting to do something to just really celebrate a year of music. And my wife just mentioned, hey, what if we did a Christmas concert that pulled in fun, kind of even secular kind of Christmas songs that everyone can sing along with, but also kind of regrounded in the deeper meaning of Christmas, which is, of course, is Christ coming. And so it's kind of a fun blend of Christmas kind of Advent meditations paired with some really fun Christmas music for everyone to kind of sing along with. And then this year was the first year I offered my Advent reflection concert, which I typically do as a parish mission concert, but I offered it to the public at Open Window Theater, and that's just a very Christ-centered, just Advent meditations of the actual season of Advent, and it was a wonderful evening.
Yeah. Well, I do commend you too for incorporating it into the Advent season and really focusing in on that. I think there's so much good that can and should be done around this time of the year in terms of getting the word out about why we celebrate Christmas to begin with. And so grateful for that, and grateful that you have used your musical talents to continue to help people encounter the Lord. Just very grateful for that. Now, we just spoke with Nick Chalmers, who shared with us a couple of his favorite Christmas tunes. And we want to take a listen to yours, but before that, I want to ask you too. Was it difficult for you to select just a tune to share with us today?
It was. Yeah, it was really interesting. I started kind of sorting through kind of my vault of favorite Christmas songs, and I was like, I don't even know where to start here. So
right.
I had to go with one of the only ones that I've recorded for the Christmas season, and that's why put forth, O Holy Night. But it was. There's so many gems. So it was a difficult decision.
Yeah, and that's just it, is that there's so many good ones. There's so many good ones. And sometimes people will fault me. I tend to put off my listening to Christmas music until the Christmas season actually arrives. Mm-hmm. The criticisms that I hear from people, amongst others, are that, there's just so many. How do you fit them all in? Even if you've got, 12 days or however many days that you're listening to Christmas music. And I have to admit, that's kind of a good point, because there are so many good Christmas tunes. And of course, you want to listen to them more than just once. But you have settled in on, I think, a favorite of many people as I ask them what their favorite songs are. Oh, Holy Night. What's special about this song for you?
Well, it was interesting, because when I was kind of thinking about what songs I might record for a Christmas song, again, my wife being she had about 50 suggestions for me to record for my first like Christmas song. One of the things that I love about this song, and in general, the Advent season, it just centers you so kind of precisely on the mystery of the incarnation and just the wonder of it, and the lyrics of this song for me were the selling point. I mean, it really captures so much of the Christian mystery and faith. I even think of some of the first lyrics here, you know, long lay the world mm-hmm. in sin and error pining, mm-hmm. pining, you know, so thirsty for help till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. I mean, in some ways that it just summarizes and is so eloquently like the human condition and the need for our Lord and Christmas morning. And then there's just other lyrics throughout the song that just really caught my attention in such a unique way. So it felt right that it would be kind of my first, first stab at Christmas recording.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's take a listen to it. So here is O Holy Night, as recorded by our guest today, Luke Spihar.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining. So felt its worth, a thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Shall cease. Sweet hymn.
That's just an amazing, amazing arrangement and amazing performance of O Holy Night. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. You know, one of the things that grabs me about the song as I'm listening to it again is just how well the lyrics communicate the hope that was all contained in the tiny body of infant Jesus and what that means. And another thing, I'll tell you, it has never struck me before, but just listening to the, to this arrangement, to this performance right now, you know, we do talk about that, you know, God now has a face, and how Mary's DNA and Mary's bloodline runs through God himself in the person of Jesus Christ. I had not thought about it before, but God has a heartbeat. This is the first time, and to hear that in the song, the thump thump of the song, just beautiful, Luke. Thank you so much. Any comments on the inspiration that lay behind this particular recording?
No, you really put your finger on some wonderful aspects of what came to us in the production process, and like you're saying, the hope of Christmas morning and. You know, it's so profound. I mean, again, it's in the lyrics, you know, a thrill of hope, a thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Like the hope of a sunrise in the morning is, and of course, the Lord being that sun that rises and never sets, and just the beauty of a sunrise. And it's all in there. And we felt that the music, and we're kind of bringing in the strings piece, and you put your finger on it, that kind of heartbeat, kind of percussion piece in the bottom of that, of the piece. And just so many, it was a wonderful project, to kind of put together and just kind of let the Lord lead it. And, you know, I don't know if you caught it at the very end, the strings do actually a bit of the melody to Joy to the World at the very end. You'll hear listen back, you'll hear that Joy to the World piece. And it's just a wonderful piece of, you know, the song itself just takes care of itself. You know, it was fun to kind of bring our hearts to it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I can hear that in as you're performing it, and I have to admit that, you know, for a long time I kind of claimed this as my favorite, but then I heard so many other people saying, "Oh yeah, my favorite is O Holy Night." I'm kind of I don't want to be cliche, you know, I don't want to be trendy, so I'm gonna ditch that and find another favorite Christmas tune. But you may have just won me back over. At least it's back up in the top five. I will say that, Luke. Thank you so much. We don't have a lot of time left, Luke, but I did want to check in with you. How can people keep up with you and find out more about you and your music, and where can they listen to your music?
Sure, you can listen to my music pretty much any music platform, anything from Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, all those different ways. LukeSpihar.com is my website, and we're always throwing up updates about different things that are coming down the way. We've got some Christmas specials too, you know, in regard to some new mugs, handmade mugs, and different things that we're offering for the Christmas season. And you can also check out if I'm touring through your area on that website. And finally, you know, we recently started a Patreon account, I've been so grateful for the support there. Just if it's something that you feel called to, kind of ongoing support for Catholic artists. Just patreon.com/LukeSpihar is the way you can support us there. So a number of ways. And then if all that fails and you really can't find a way to get a hold of me, just shoot me an email through my website.
Yeah, there you go.
Get me there. So,
Sounds great. Sounds great. Well, Luke, we are so grateful for God giving us you and your talents. And thank you for being on the show today. May you and yours have just a wonder-filled, as you said, Christmas season.
Yeah, it's been an honor to be with you again, Patrick. Thank you so much. And yes, have a wonderful rest of Advent. And I hope your Christmas is full of sweet memories.
Wonderful. Thank you, Luke. All right. Well, just hopefully your Christmas celebrations will all serve to help you draw closer to the Lord. But right after this brief break that we're about to take, Paul and I will also share some other ideas to keep you growing in your Christmas spirit and in your faith. We'll be right back right after this.